on, the return is right here, just like Rocky, just like Star Wars, just like every other damn sequel. It's Fans of Patrol time. My name is Montego, Mr. Button, all the way to the top. With me is my exclusive co-host in town. We'll be here all week long, Miss Tifflebot. What's happening with you, Tiff?
Yes, it's a one-time engagement.
Yes, indeed. This week. Yeah, yeah, whatever that means.
I think we're probably going to think that I'm there with you in person, and that is not true. I am still sitting in my kitchen.
Don't break the illusion, Tifflebot.
The
sound quality is
we
is
have dope. Always been and will always be in the same room.
That's right. So, man, it's been a week, and so we're gonna take the stuff we were gonna do last week. We had some technical difficulties. We're gonna put those on Patreon, so you guys don't have to miss it. You know, so. What else? What are we doing this week, Tiff? So we have two properties from Apple TV.
Which, when I sent them, did not realize that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So
I know
we're going to take a look at Dr. Brain and what's this? Swan Songs. And then it's time for some fun because this week the main topic is the Eternals. And if you went and checked that out, you know, go check that out and, you know, watch it with us. But we're doing a list of top five movie poses with powers. So we'll explain when we get there. So if they have powers in movies and they're doing poses, we grabbing the top five, whether they're ridiculous or not. You know, they might look cool on screen, but sometimes you just, I always think about how ridiculous it might look when they're
the actors looking, yeah.
Right. This is my damn fool look. But on screen, they put a lot of sparks and shit, and everything's looking great. So anyway, so that's going to be our list. Woo. Got to breathe. So saying all that, are you ready to roll?
No fucking duh.
All right. Let's go. All right, Tiff, so it's time for social media because people know the other places they can reach us in case they don't like the platform that they're looking at.
Absolutely. So if you want to get to our main hub, that's fansofpatrol.com. And then you can get to us directly at fans@fansofpatrol.com. And then on our social medias, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at fansofpatrol. Listen to us on your favorite listening platform, which you're probably doing right now. But if you want to see us somewhere else, let us know. Subscribe to our YouTube and check out our Patreon. We got a lot of shit going on.
Indeed, man. So, as I always do when I don't do the notes, this is your week. So, what do we have?
Okay, so the first thing I sent, we both really like Mahershala Ali. So, like, I thought when I saw him in this trailer for this Apple product.
Blade. I thought it was Blade. Is it Blade?
Is it time?
It wasn't Blade.
It was not. The premise behind this story, which is called Swan Songs, is that his character is dying of cancer or something. I guess I don't really know what he's dying of. They don't say.
Yeah.
And honestly, the trailer, I think because I read the article, which gave a lot of detail, I feel like I know more about maybe what's happening in the movie than I would have if I just would have watched the trailer, which I think didn't really... It did, but I want to say, while I wasn't sure on 100% what was happening necessarily, I thought it was really emotionally evocative trailer because I did cry.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm. No, you didn't. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I think that, like, Mahershala Ali's facial expressions, because he's in...
not everything, but so much.
Everything. He's in True Detective. He's in one of the seasons of True Detective.
Yeah, I never watched it.
I've never watched... I didn't watch the first season of True Detective.
Which I hear is the best one. Yeah.
Yes, but I did watch that. The one with Mahershala Ali, because mm-hmm. I like him. And in that... And then it's in the future and the past.
Yeah.
So... Or current day, I guess I should say, and then the past.
Yes.
And he plays both characters, and his facial expressions, I think, are really, like, they really drive home what's happening. So, like, if he's, like, so when he's, like, crying and sad about his family, I don't know. I guess I just felt sad, but.
Oh, wow. So the thing that stood out to me the most about this trailer was the fine, illustrious, I will drink her dirty bath water Naomi Bathwater Harris. Holy shit.
I was like, she did look good. Damn, but what I do like about that is that I was just emotionally fraught with you, where I was like, yeah, like that was, you know, it's sad, it's sad. And I cried, and you're like, boing. Yeah, that's great and everything, but boner.
100%. 100%, Temple Bot.
I'm so glad that you really felt, you know, an emotional connection.
Yeah, I had an emotional connection too. It was a heavy heat emotion.
two guaranteed watches.
Exactly. So, I mean, it looks, I don't know.
It's got Glenn Close in it.
Yeah, it has good.
That's outrageous. It's a star-studded cast. But, you know, like, I think, you know, what happens with these things, like Apple TV particularly, is that, like, well, first of all, they have Apple money. It doesn't fucking matter
if they make money or not. Right. It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't. But although, like, they've been putting out a lot of stuff, Tipple, by the stuff that.
Yes, with good content.
Yes. Stuff I want to see. That new Tom Hanks thing, I think I want to see, you know, whatever that is.
Right.
You know.
But they have the power to get that shit, right? They have the power to get the actors. They have the power to get the good directors. They have the power to get good writers. Like, it's. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it seems also that, like, so you have that element of any streaming service where clearly they just have money.
Yeah.
Disney Plus has money.
Hulu
maybe less so at first, but definitely does have money now. Oh, do you know what I mean?
Disney, like, yeah, shit.
But they don't just need money. They need, like, that one or two shows to, like, prove that, like, not only do they have the money, but they have the clout to back it up. And I think that, like, now that they've had that their success with that Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah. I love that show. God damn it. Man, I love that show.
I've never seen it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
But now that they've had that success, that opened up a little bit more for them, I think, because people are like, okay, they've got the goods.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to watch this and support because, you know, the brothers, you know, you can put a bunch of brothers and you got, if we don't support the brothers, they won't put the brothers on TV. So I'm going to watch it. Other than that, it looks slow.
But, you know, it does look slow.
It looks slow. the trailer was slow. But go ahead.
I do wonder about its ability to be a show and not a movie.
Is it it is a movie, right?
Or no, it's a show.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I think. Ooh. Because that, I kind of agree, like... It definitely has, like, what do I want to say? Like, limit. Like, I can feel its limited capacity because how long?
Yeah, we're gonna fool around like this.
Go on,
yeah, unless it's like, a limited show, you know, and it's like 4-6 shows and that's it, you know.
Well, and I think like when you watch this, right, that the whole tension of this movie or show. I guess I don't know. It doesn't say.
Yeah. It's probably a movie. I don't see too many shows.
Oh God, fingers fucking crossed. because. How long can you really go on?
It's me. It's not me. It's me. It's not me. It's me.
Right. And then, of course, the ending where you're like, who even am I?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's about, oh, who am I? Yeah. Every fucking movie is about who am I.
I don't know, man. Okay? I got such a creepy vibe from this thing. I'm like, oh, man, it's almost like.
You got a creepy vibe?
Oh, God, it's almost like twins double teaming somebody. What the hell are we talking about? I was like, oh, my God.
Double teaming? They're not doing it at the same time.
Although.
I would watch that.
No.
I would watch two Marshall Ali's.
Oh, shit. I was like, boy, so poor lady. Oh, she's getting fooled.
But the thing about it is that, like, yeah, like, I think that the most emotionally evocative question that they could ask in this series would be, is what he's doing
ethical.
A bad thing?
Hell yes. That, just die. Your time is coming. It's gone. Get out of here.
Right. Yeah. Right, like, you're fooling your wife. I mean, I'm assuming the premise behind the movie is that he is going to replace himself.
See, Tiff, that's what happens when your ass got too much money. We just do dumb shit, you know? I don't want to live forever. I'm going to get in cryo freezer and I can come out in 10 years. Stuff, you know?
Freeze my head so I can be racist in the future. Do you know what I mean? It's always somebody who's like, I don't like the way that things are going on right now. Right. Women have too many rights. Freeze me until they can't make me.
Yeah, right. 100%. Oh, Jesus. So let's get to the other one, man.
Yes, I want to talk about this so fucking bad.
Really?
Because,
okay. Go ahead.
Well, you'll know why.
Okay.
Let's go. So this movie is our show. Yeah, it's a show. This one I do know is a show because they kept saying show over and over again. It's called Dr. Brain.
Yes.
Okay. And it is a Korean television show that is being brought by Apple TV.
So it already exists, is what you're saying.
I assume it has already been made. I don't think it's made for Apple TV, or potentially it was in production and Apple found out about it.
Okay.
It feels a little Squid Game and Parasite reactionary.
I haven't watched that yet, Tiff. The Squid Game? We need to do that for Patreon. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, okay. I would do that. I haven't watched it. I'm not interested in it, but also I've seen stuff like people are just like, oh, I've never. I mean, I've seen tons of movies and shows like that, like Battle Royale.
Yeah, right.
Doing Hunger Games, shit like that. Yeah. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that it's not something that I want to watch. I'm just saying, like, I mean, like, people, have you had your fucking head buried in your ass for the last 15 fucking years? It happens all the time. Anyway, it's always surprising to me.
All the opinions of Tiffle Biden's not necessarily.
Oh, no, by all means, enjoy Squid Game because it's good. Do you know what I mean? But, like, whatever.
I'm just
You know playing. What? I don't want people to hate me.
No. Not Tiff, come on. Moving on.
Yes, the show is, I feel like, potentially, because it doesn't, it's, first of all, it seems weird, right? The concept is that you can, like, hijack people's memories or something.
I thought they said
like
hacked
that.
In the thing.
Yeah, like, you could take them.
Yeah.
Or see them.
Something.
That's the thing. I want to say that's, it's a good premise. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not, again.
It's kind of been done in a movie before,
right?
By Christopher
Nolan.
There's
only, like, three or four science fiction concepts. And every time one comes out, people are like, oh, I've never seen anything like this. And I'm like, it's like this, and this.
Yeah, go watch Christopher Nolan's movie, and there you go. That's hacking people's brains and jumping in their memories and shit like that. You know?
But my problem with this trailer, and I want to know if you had the same problem.
Okay, well, the subtitles? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, there was double subtitles.
Double subtitles!
Like,
yes!
That you're covering the subtitles with the subtitles. I was like, what? That's weird. And then the other weird thing about it was they were doing a thing that they often do.
The commentary?
They're showing the trailer and then they cut to, like, directors and actors of the piece. And
because it's a shitty trailer and you're really trying to, like, get people to understand what the hell is going on. Yeah.
I was like, in the disbursement between, like, them talk, it was hard for a non-native Korean speaker to follow. I mean, I guess I don't know how it would be for somebody who speaks Korean that they learned, but, like, for me, I was like, this is really hard to follow.
Well, let me explain something to you. First of all, it's just poorly done. Even when they do this stuff with American movies where they have this trailer and, yeah, my character is, he wants to run up mountains and find women. And you're like, why? You got to explain that. What, you know, just show the trailer. And they do this, you know, in America too. And I always felt like it was weak. You know what I'm saying? I don't need the damn commentary with these silly actors just to tell me what's happening. And with this thing, it just went on and on and on and on. And I was just like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah, to the point where I was like, I'm confused. So then, okay, but I will say that there was kind of a surprising
with the kid thing.
Twist. Yeah, that makes it interesting. Like, I would watch that to find out what the mystery is.
You want
to
know what the mystery is? Flatliners. That's what the damn mystery is.
See, Montego's like, he's like, I've seen this and I've seen it all. I've seen every single one of these things. Don't you fucking dare try to surprise me. Like, this is like, see, you're really like taking on the role of me because I'm a little bit like that, but you're like, no, it sucks.
Well, with this one, it was just like, wow, this is, what was the name of that Christopher Nolan movie with the, you know.
Are you talking about Inception?
Inception and Flatliners. That's all I saw when I saw this. I was like,
I do like Flatliners. Anyway.
The real Flatliners, not that.
I fucking, what? How dare you?
No, not for you. That's for some of the listeners. We're talking about the real Flatliners back in the 90s. Not that shit they made a few years ago.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. And if anyone likes that movie from later on, that there's nothing wrong with you. But I will say, I would watch this. You know what I mean? I would give it a chance.
Really not me. Nah, you lost me with the subtitles, but.
Oh my God. Don't say that to people. Makes you sound
slow.
Like, you know what I mean?
I can't read that fast.
No, I would never.
I can't read that fast. I'm like,
It is. I will say that for me, Korean is maybe the hardest. And because they say Korean and French, because they speak so, but they both speak so fast.
Yeah.
And they say so much in like that amount of time that like the subtitles can't keep up almost.
Yeah. In French, they say, je tutoie. He said that he was going around the corner. He was going to jump on the big
right. It's like there's so much in that small piece of language that like it's hard to translate. But I do like to watch. That's also why I like to watch movies subtitled, because when they dub it and they're like, and all the only amount of mouth movement you have is, yeah, we. Or
I know.
And then they're like, yes. You know what I mean? Like, right. Like they just, that's all the mouth movement they have time for. So they try to truncate it into the smallest acceptable yeah. amount of understanding, and I don't like that.
Well, that's a no for me on this one.
That's a no for me.
That's the first one. I will probably get around to watching it, but that's only I'm be honest with you. That's just dedication to the brothers. That's all. You know, we got to support, or we'll never see nothing different. But with this,
I bet you're gonna watch that fucking thing and
not be like, Tiff, I watched the whole thing.
It's so good.
Yeah, you might have a point. You might have a point. But I know I'm not gonna watch the other one. This is
we're gonna watch it for a Patreon.
Oh shit! Anyway, woo. So man, damn, that's the news. That was quick.
That's all the news that's fit to be print.
Yeah. So we're gonna take a break and we're gonna come back with our list, because I can't wait for the list.
I know.
So hold on to your cheeks and we will be back for a sneak peek. Man, so we're back. So we're doing another list. If you haven't heard the show before, if this is your first time, thank you for listening, man. From time to time, this middle section, we do different things. We preview TV shows. We do lists. We also do games. There's no game this week. So we're doing a list. So because the main topic is the Eternals, and there's a whole bunch of powers in the Eternals, and people standing in the middle of fields with their arms up when they're shooting, and then, you know, then they added special effects later. I've always had a chuckle to myself, Tifflebot, and it just happened recently. And, you know, that I would watch stuff, and I'd be like, man, I bet you they look like a damn fool, you know, like filming that, you know, because they're supposed to be, like, exhuming all these tornado powers and stuff, and they're just standing in the field with their arms up. You know? And I was just thinking to myself, Tim, I said, wow, I would like to see a list of just damn fool moves, and you know, that look cool on you know, on a set. Or Tiff, sometimes it don't even look cool on a set.
I know.
Yeah, I know. And so that's what kind of where my list went, because some of them I'll distinguish. I'll say, well, this look cool, but in real life, I mean, it look bad in both. You know. So
yeah.
Damn fool power moments. I like the name of that list.
Damn fool power moments. I like that name, and I'm sad that this list is only going to exist one time.
Yeah, I know. We had to have damn fool shooting moments like that.
Oh, you're so smart. That's why they pay you the big bucks.
Oh, yeah, because I'm such a millionaire off of the show.
That's something that gets said at an office. I officed you.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Which is the fucking worst, right? Ugh.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
I want to hear your list, because this was your idea, and I know you got some fucking good shit on the list.
Right, so we always start with the highest and work our way down.
Well in this case, the highest would be the least bad.
The least bad, right. But damn, you're right. So, So my number five is Mira from Aquaman. If you remember Mira in Aquaman, she had those water powers.
Sure did.
And she would stand there in the middle of the room and flail her arms back and forth, and the water would be crashing all around and beating the shit out of people and drowning them. But then just imagine her in that room just twirling her arms around and ain't shit happening, with this serious look on her face. She even looked dumb in the movie. I'm sorry. It looked silly in the movie. Yeah. I was like, look at her. It just looks stupid. You know, she's not much of an actress to me, and it just looked like she was just like, she couldn't sell it. Because some of these people can sell these powers. You'd be like, damn. Because, you know, they'd do a cool stance, you know, and it'd be like, okay, so it almost looks like they're doing Tai Chi or Karate or something, and it looks good. But it literally, she was flailing her arms on set and flailing her arms in the movie. And then they just threw a cool effect around it. Terrible. So
terrible.
You don't have a number four and five, right?
I actually do. I got it done.
Oh, shit. Check you out. Number five.
I know. So my number five. Mm-hmm. And this is good. I want everyone to take this with a grain of salt. Okay. Because
we having fun.
It does look really cool.
Oh, in the finish. But, gotcha.
Yeah. So Falcon. Anthony Mackie.
Ooh, what's she talking about, huh?
It looks great. It looks great when he's doing anything. But I just imagine there's a lot of stuff that he probably has to do on set where they're like, no, because if you had wings right now, you'd be standing like you'd be standing like.
So he has his hands out like Superman with the fist and just holding and so it like, and nope, flexing.
Nope, nope, don't you fucking move. You know what I mean? Just like standing there just like. Or like anytime that he's.
I can only imagine. I never thought about it.
He's always kind of like standing with like his shoulders forward because that's kind of how like right. you would be if right. you had wings
with,
back there.
With one knee up.
He probably has like a permanent brain damage. Probably has permanent like back damage from like hunching his shoulders forward.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't even think about that one. So that's a good one, man. Okay. It's time to get serious.
Yes.
Even though I love this movie and it looks cool, it looks so cool on screen.
Yeah.
But you know, he looked just dumb as hell. And that was Magneto in X-Men First Class, the magnetic powers, because he just holds it and shakes and grits and cries and nothing.
He's
taking
a shit.
Right. And it looks cool. It looks cool, but nothing is happening. How long did he have to do that? I'm just like,
oh,
damn.
My God.
And imagine if you're just not like looking at the camera and you just step to the side of him and you just see him just sitting there flexing and shit. You're just like, wow, that's pretty stupid.
You well, know? It's really weird because like when they're reading their scripts and stuff for that kind of role, mm-hmm. they're like, I know this is going to sound so, I just realized I was about to say something that's going to sound really stupid, but it's true that like, they're probably reading, okay, Magneto crushes school bus
yes.
or whatever, right?
Yes.
So you would probably have a different facial expression when you're doing that than when you're crushing a tank, right? Because maybe there's kids inside of it or you're trying to lift it to save
yeah,
the
yeah,
kids.
Yeah.
So,
all of that.
You know what I mean? So they're like, no, this one's this is a happy crush. This one's a sad crush.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
right. And I specifically think about when he was moving that satellite and he just stood there for the like 10 minutes, you know, just, thank you, Charles. You know, and I'm just like, oh,
thank
God.
You, Charles.
Terrible. But it gets worse. It gets way worse than this. But because that actually looked cool on the screen and with the music
yes.
and all that stuff. So bravo to you, sir. But yeah, I know you felt like a damn fool. Until he probably got that check and he was like, who's the fool now? You know. So you're number four.
Okay. So my number four is So Rude.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I love this movie and I love this character and there's nothing wrong. Again, nothing wrong with the way that this ends up on the screen.
Okay.
But Doctor Strange.
Ooh, he was on my list. That was the one I threw out. But
you know that he is looking ridiculous.
Not just him.
When he's just like
everybody
who are just like
with the circle. What's the circle?
I would say like what is the movie like 2 hours long?
Yeah.
I would say a good. I'm like saying if you just isolated the hand movements, you probably have at least 15 minutes of hand movement.
At least circles with the fingers and
right.
Yeah.
And it's just a silent ass set. Nothing's actually happening. So it's just a silent ass set of grown men being like.
No, Tiff. I will say this with Doctor Strange, at yeah. least it was sold because they made it look martial artsy. So it looked
I
like
would
they
agree
were
that
they
it's
were
not
doing
super
moves.
Ridiculous. It has
yeah.
like a basis in like real movement.
Yeah.
So it's not that ridiculous. But I just like the idea that like they're like
right.
everyone shock, more shock.
Right. I had him on my list, Tiff. I did. I was like,
It's a good you know what it kind of reminds me of?
What's that?
And this is, no one's going to know, maybe like three people, if I'm lucky, will know what I'm talking about when I say this. When I was in high school or college, I watched MTV True Life. I Have Embarrassing Parents was what it was called, I think.
Oh, damn.
And this kid had a dad who was really into Star Wars.
Okay.
But like, and again, nothing wrong with it.
I don't see the problem.
No, there is no problem. Okay. There is no problem, but you will realize when the problem begins. So the guy he's like really into it. So like he dresses up as, I think, Obi-Wan.
Holy shit.
And so, or potentially pops. just a Jedi. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if he is a character, if he's just a Jedi, like some people are just a stormtrooper. So anyway, he takes his kid to this convention, but every time every time he enters or exits an automatic door,
he goes shh.
He uses his force.
Oh no!
He'd be like, and so one time he did it, and the door didn't open because he wasn't close enough. it was just so fucking lame. So like, that's what kind of figure I think about when I think about what it must be like to watch Benedict Cumberbatch on the cover on the set of Doctor Strange. Is just that guy trying to open
damn
an automatic door with his Star Wars powers.
That was a real thing too. Damn, poor fella. Poor fella.
Well, in the end, I don't want to leave any of you in fucking suspense. In the end of that show, his son embraced Star Wars, but as a dark, he wanted to be on the dark side.
Oh, God, they both crazy.
And his father was very disappointed.
They're both crazy, Jesus. That's his rebellion. I am on the dark side of yes, fantasy side. Of a movie that, woo! You know.
Woo! Give me your lunch money. Woo!
Okay. So, man. My number three.
Yes.
It's a good one. And it's a bad one. Both another bad on screen, bad in real life. That's Halle Berry and X-Men and Storm. All her powers. Just dumb. Just walking. I'm really speaking about the first movie.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have much to do, but when she used her powers, they just dangled her from a
but she looks so good as Storm.
That's all she did, but she looked just dumb. When the powers finally happened, it was like, oh boy, this looks lame as hell. You know? She looked dumb and the powers looked dumb. And it was just like, man. And then you probably had to sit there and hold that shit for 20 minutes and, you know, in that elevator thing, talking about, you know what happens when a toad gets struck by lightning? Oh my God. Just stupid.
Oh. That's a pretty good line, actually.
Oh God, it was so stupid. Anyway.
That is a good line because it's unexpected. Like, you think that she's gonna be like it, blah, 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 but that's not what she says.
Yeah.
She says just like everything else, right?
Yeah, watch the movie again and you'll see that it wasn't a good line.
And you're like, oh, it's a bad line. Yeah, no, why are you ruining my memories? Why are you trying to shit on my memories?
Bad line.
Is that what you want? Taking a big old dump in my memory?
I'm trying not to, but it looked dumb.
big old steamer right in my memory.
Good old Holly. But now, to her credit, in the second movie, they did some stuff with her powers that made her look kind of cooler. You know, you know what they do with these powers when they look cool is when they subtle and they don't have the people reaching out, you know, to nothing, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like,
here's the difference, I guess, is, you know, yeah, like the people who, and it's not always the actor's fault. Sometimes it's technology, sometimes it's direction. But like, just the stuff that just does not look good once it's done. And they look stupid, and it looks bad, like you said.
Yeah.
My number one is one of those.
Okay. Well, I think we got the same number one.
So
what's your number three?
So my number three. Wait, can I just do my number three? You need to do your number three.
I just did mine.
No, that was my number. Yeah. Now what's my number two?
Yeah. Is it time for number two? Okay.
Time for number two.
All right.
So my number two.
Yes.
And this is also this is X-Men.
Wow. Yeah.
I just imagine.
I know where you're going.
What it must be like. I don't know if you do. To be Cyclops.
Oh, damn. That's not where I was going, but I didn't think nothing about him. And holy shit, you are right.
Yeah, where nothing is happening, but he's just like, the director's just like, your eyes, they're lasers, and they're hurt. They hurt, and they hurt. And so he's like, but nothing's happening. And he has to do that for a long time.
Ooh. Especially in X-Men First Class when he was supposed to be roasting the school. No, that Wolverine movie. He was supposed to be roasting the school building in half and shit. He was just flailing around on the floor.
And I think a lot, like, he's always like, so powers like that are like, so like, I think, you know, we run into this area where like, obviously the powers that we're always going to be talking about are more like unreal or mental because like, for instance, you wouldn't talk about Black Widow because all her powers are practical.
Yeah.
Like power. Like she's right. Good at guns and espionage. Right. And so everything that she's doing is actually real. Somebody's doing it. It's not Scarlett Johansson necessarily, but like a stuntman or something.
Yes.
Whereas this person, like what their powers are not real.
Mm-hmm.
So the power is acting. That's the power.
Right. Right, 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 right.
And how good are you at? I mean, I think James Marsden is great. He's the original Cyclops.
Oh, yeah, I like him. Yeah, but still same thing, just holding
but
the
still,
side of
your head. But still, it must be ridiculous to stand there and be like,
oh, God.
Everything. Your eyes, no, it's more painful because, you know, it hurts.
Everything X-Men
but also
is terrible.
You're sad.
Yeah, because most of their powers are, like, not physical. So, right. My number two, Tiff. I'm about to make some people mad, but y'all know I'm telling the truth.
Shit. Oh, fuck.
Every single Jedi in Star Wars.
No, I want to tell you. You said that you put shit down and you took it. You took Doctor Strange off.
Yep.
I put down Palpatine.
Oh, with the.
But I took it off.
Oh, you should have left it on. Because you're right. That dumbass lightning.
And here's the thing. You guys, we're talking about like the fact that they have to do that for like that whole scene, which like when you think about it is like two to three minutes or just whatever.
Ridiculous.
But they have to do that over and over again because it's like it ain't right. Do you know what I mean?
How many
like,
times has a Jedi extended their hand and just hold it and start trembling and shit and do the force push?
Yes, because and here's the thing. I would like to remind everyone listening to this show, this portion of the show, that these are things that end up, and we can assume, or we just definitely know, Montego believes that the movie looks good when it's done.
Oh, it's shit, it's hardcore. It's hardcore. Right. It looks good.
It's just that, like, during the scene, like, when they're on set and they're on a green screen.
Oh, shit, hilarious. And hilarious.
Ewan McGregor is like, and there's literally nothing.
Yeah.
No, nothing anywhere.
Right.
It's some guy with, like, a green suit on and like fucking ping pong balls all over him. And he's like, and then, you know, and then Ewan McGregor. It's just, it really is ridiculous. How do people on set not fucking laugh
I guess,
all day long?
Right. I would be kicked off in a heartbeat.
I'd be fired.
Bradley, get the hell out of here. Get out of here.
First of all, I would be like, that's hilarious. Looks like shit. They'd be like, fucking get out.
Not only would you laugh, you throw your shitty opinion in too.
Yeah, I definitely would. I'd be like, you know that look, right?
You look like a damn fool.
Just wait outside of the actor's dressing room and just be like,
damn, man. I hope this shit come out right in post.
You look stupid. They better be able to, take care of that for you. Because otherwise, whew.
Oh, shit. I love Jedi, but I'm just saying, man.
Yeah, it's just the ridiculousness of literally.
Yeah.
Thousands of people.
Yeah.
Are in those movies.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I don't know how we got to you first, but yo, number one, Tiff.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, something happened.
Is our number one the same? We're about to find out.
Yes, we're about to find out.
The Flash.
It is not the same. Oh, whoa! You talk about the Flash running in the movie.
Hell yes. What the fuck is that? Because now that I think about it, don't know if they were like, stand in place and just move.
I don't know if he was on a treadmill or not.
Are you on a treadmill? Because the disconnect between the way that he looks and the way an actual person looks while they are running.
You know what I think it was?
What?
I think they put wires on him and suspended him from the ground and barely had his feet touching. Because that's what it looked like to me. Like his feet was barely touching the ground. You know what I'm saying?
And I mean, I think it was a choice. Like they wanted it to look like that because I think that whoever made it correctly probably was like, well, if you're the fastest human in the world, it's not gonna look right because there's, I think the concept is that they're slowing it down.
Yeah,
like the concept is that like this film is a slowed down version of what he's actually doing, and so he looks ridiculous because he's so fast. But I'm like, man, you're making that too fucking complicated. All we need to see is him not looking stupid while he's running, and I think that you can handle that. You just like, don't flop his arms around like a stupid fucking penguin. What the fuck was that? I've never seen Montego.
I've never seen nobody run like that. Yeah.
If you have never seen this movie, it is just Google that fucking part because you will be amazed. That made it into a Hollywood multi-million-dollar movie.
Yeah.
You'll be like, what the fuck am I seeing?
And actually, all the other scenes that he was in that he was running, he was basically just frozen, but it still looked cool. But then they got to that part, and it was like, what? Because even when he was like in the Snyder cut, which I love, and he was running around and he got shot and stuff, he wasn't looking like that. But then,
I think they addressed that issue in this.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you can't run like that no more.
They're like, no. We're gonna take that out. But it's just, I do want to ask,
yes,
whoever did that. I really want to know what their thought process was because it was obviously intentional.
I think. My thoughts is that they were trying to go overboard with showing that he is all powers and no athlete. Like he has no athletic ability whatsoever. He's like some goofy ass nerd who been, you know, playing D&D and never got off the couch. but now he has powers. And this is how he thinks he should sure. run. That's what I thought.
That kind of makes sense. It still looks like shit, but it makes sense.
Yeah. That's how I was just like, oh, well, he's no
you know athlete. What? You know what they should have done?
Yes.
Have you ever been driving and seen someone jogging, but they got their little arms like a T-Rex? Yeah, they, for some reason, that's like just like that's just how they like, run.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you doing? They should have had him be like that.
That would have been hilarious.
But here's the thing: everyone watching that would be like, "Oh, he's one of the T-Rex guys," because you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Everybody knows.
One.
Everybody knows what you're talking about. You're right.
T-Rex song.
You're right. Reminds me of those inflatable T-Rexes that cracks me up every time I see those things. No matter where they are, I just laugh. So my number one, man. It's the four horsemen from Days of Future Past. All of them. All of the four horsemen that just did nothing but stand around like they was on a New Kids on a Block album cover all through the movie and just exhibit powers with like they thought was cool stances and stuff the whole time. What were y'all thinking? And you talk about y'all look like damn fools. Shooting the movie, y'all look like damn fools. Doing your powers in the movie when it was finished. It looked bad. It was bad. And I feel sorry for you. And there's no coming back from that. None of y'all. Olivia Munn, the new Storm, that one kid with the short hair that you don't like, that was, you know who I'm talking about, that one guy. I forgot his name. He was in that troll movie. But
short hair.
Yeah. Well, he played Angel or something like that in there, and I forgot that actor's name, but he's semi-famous, not famous. But they just look like damn fools in the movie, and then you're just like, wow, y'all literally thought when y'all was shooting this, y'all was going to look better when the movie was done? It looked terrible. So that's my number one. And I would have threw the Eternals in here, but we'll get to that.
Yes, I cannot wait to talk about the Eternals.
So that's the list, man. Hate us if you want. Laugh with us if you want. You guys know it's true, so don't fight it.
Girl, you know it's true.
I would love to see y'all list. Just send three that's terrible, and so we can read them on the
air. Oh, my God. Somebody fucking tell me the worst thing you've seen. What is the worst not the worst superpower on screen, but, like, that you just imagine would just, like, cringy, fucking embarrassing,
cringy, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Where you're like, how are they not dying inside while they're doing that?
Please don't let my girlfriend on the set while we film this today, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to look stupid. I want to have sex later,
right? And I don't think I'm getting none doing this.
I'm not gonna, not if she sees me like this,
right?
Not if she sees me like
for 6 hours. So anyway, man, that's it for the list. I love it. I had a ball. We're going to take our break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about one of the biggest movies of the year so far. Funny enough.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
So we'll be right back. All right, man. We are back. It's time for the main topic. It's time for a little superhero action, man. Marvel style. 2021 PG-13. 2 hours and 36 big ones. Action, adventure, fantasy. The saga of the Eternals, a race of immortal beings who lived on Earth and shaped its history and civilizations. That's it. That's the synopsis, and it really doesn't sum up anything. Tip.
Yep, good job. Good job saying absolutely dick nothing.
Nothing. Who's in this movie?
This is a big cast.
Yeah.
Gemma Chan, that is Cersei. Richard Madden is Icarus. Kumail Nanjiani is Kingo. Bea McHugh is Sprite. Brian Tyree Henry as Fastos. Lauren Ridloff as Makari. Barry Keoghan as Drug. Don Lee as Gilgamesh. You guys, and you think that I'm like going down into the... No.
These are main characters. People. You're right.
Don Lee as Gilgamesh. Harish Patel as Karun. That's mm-hmm. Kingo's attendant.
Yes.
Kit Harington in a very small role as Dane Whitman.
Wow. And didn't they marketed this thing like he was like the one, right? It's like, wow.
They made it seem like he was going to be
the star. Yeah.
What's his face?
Yeah.
Icarus. And also, we'll get into it, but, and then I guess the last person there's two more people.
Two big
Salma
ones.
Hayek.
Oh, yes.
Ajak.
Yes.
And then, of course, Angelina Jolie as Thena.
Oh, Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek.
Even at 50, dirty bath water.
Oh, I love it. Angelina Jolie looks good in this movie too.
She don't look as good as Selma Hayek. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, everyone in this movie actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, they do.
Do you know what I mean?
It's just something about Selma Hayek. Oh my God.
There's just something about Selma Hayek.
Woo, she fine. Anyway. Anyway. So, man, yeah, that's the cast, and there's even more than that.
I mean, you guys, that's as far as we're going.
It's a lot.
But there's a lot of fucking people in this movie.
So this movie had a brand new director and writer, Tiflabot, you know, getting a big, you know, project like this. So what is her name? Is it?
Chloe Zhao.
Chloe Zhao. And so this was Marvel doing their thing. One thing that attracted me to this movie, Tiff, was the diversity of cast. I really dug it. It really got me on board as far as wanting to see it because I wasn't thinking about it at first. And then I was like, hold up. We got Asian. We got Black. We got brown. Man, this is a superhero movie. This is what I want to see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And white.
For this particular one, it doesn't feel pandering either because it makes sense.
Yes. Yeah.
Which, not that, here's the thing. In all honesty, pandering really doesn't matter that much because it needs to happen. People are like, oh, that's pandering. Well, I'm like, well.
Yeah, either pander or don't do it at all, right? Because that's what happened. But anyway, we go too far, Tiflabot.
Yes,
it's time for one. Word! The Eternal. One word.
Yawn.
Wow. Yawn, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to do something that I don't normally do on a show with my one word.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to equate a number.
What?
7.
So 7 is your one word.
Yeah, 7.
As in 7 out of 10.
Yeah, as in 7 out of 10. Yeah, a C, Tiflabot. Yes, yes.
That's pretty generous. So if you were to equate that to one word, would it be average or above? Like, would it be?
It would be average.
Average-ish.
Not even a C+. Just a C.
Well, so why isn't it like a 5?
Well, because a 5 is an F to me, and an F is a failure, and that just is not a failure, you know, at all to me. But, I mean, I was...
Wouldn't a 0 be a failure?
A 0 would be you didn't even try.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
You
okay.
Gave a camera to your kid and told him to go run around.
I mean, I'm not allowed to, like... question your one word.
No,
I just have to accept.
You're fine. You're just, yeah, it was a C.
I have to accept it. And it was 7.
It was very yawny, too. I agree.
It's a real butt number at 2.5 hours.
Yeah. So,
I mean, go on.
A lot was there, but it just, wow. Damn.
I think that they thought there was a lot more that had to be said than did. Because it is such an overarching and complex kind of idea or concept.
Yeah.
But I think that sometimes directors, writers, whomever, don't give enough credit to the audience to be able to be like, you don't need to hold my hand for so long. And do you know what I mean? Like, you can.
Yeah.
Like, you're never going to be able to explain to everyone everything all of the time. So you can't worry about, like, making sure that every single person who comes to your movie. Like, if you try to make a movie that every single person is going to love when they come to your movie, you're going to make a movie that nobody likes.
Yeah. So let's hit those spoilers so we can get into
this.
Very interesting concept. We do have this overarching story. This is based on Eternals comic book, which was never popular. Mm-hmm. Not in my opinion. And it was, people over there. The whole story. They weren't in mainstream comics. I mean, they were in the same universe with Spider-Man and all those folks, but they were over there, you know.
Yeah. They're kind of over there in this.
They are.
Until they need to be not over there.
And I'm not so sure that I'm interested in over there, you know.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so can I tell you?
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of skipping ahead, but kind of not. My fear about this movie is that it was nothing more than setting us up for the next phase.
That's exactly what it was doing.
Of important superheroes.
Well, yeah. And we'll talk about that later because with Kit Harington, his character did something at the end that has something to do with the mainstream. I mean, you're like, oh.
Surprise.
Oh, but even that mainstream character they're talking about ain't even that mainstream.
When we get to that, I cannot wait to talk about that. But anyway.
Yes.
So this movie starts off. It gives you kind of like a history.
History.
Of the people.
History of the world, Tiflabot, you know.
Right.
And they're showing, you know, how they were on Earth and what their powers were. I mean, it starts off with this battle with these creatures. And I like to talk about the creatures. Because, mm-hmm. you know, with the Marvel flair, the creatures look dope. They move dope. They felt real. They felt, like, menacing. However, I hated how all the creatures kind of looked the same.
Yeah, it was like, and then I think I did like it. I like that they kind of looked like unfinished, but also, you know what I mean? Like they were made of like wires and shit.
Yeah.
Because they were in a, we find out later why. But I did find it sort of hard to keep, because there's one.
Yeah.
That's like the one.
And they never even explain why he can do the stuff he can do, you know, all right. of a sudden,
see,
you know.
See, my problem with movies like this is that they're 2.5 hours long, right?
Right.
Because they're getting into the nitty gritty of some stuff that, like, I feel does not matter. But then you're left with questions about stuff like that, where you're like, well, first and foremost, why is that one more powerful? And I mean, they show it taking powers from the other ones, but I think it's because he sucked the stuff out of her. It doesn't matter.
But why could he do that and the rest of them couldn't do that? Why? Yeah, they never explained
that.
Right.
I mean, so that's what I'm saying. Like, the reality is that you're leaving off stuff that we do need to know or would like to know that would make the movie make more sense. Not that it didn't make sense, because it did.
So they showed all this cool shit of how these people, the powers that they had really quickly, you know, trying to show you that this one had this power. Nobody had the same power. This one could heal. This one could do mimic stuff. This one was damn near Superman. And, you know, that was fine, but it was a lot, you know. It was just like, man, it's a lot. And I swore if the one Asian guy was Wong at first, I was like, me and my daughter was
I
like,
thought so
is
too.
That Wong?
Like,
wait a minute, hold up. I was like, what is he doing there?
I thought so too. I was like, that's a weird choice. And then also, I thought, before I watched this movie, before I was obviously wrong, Icarus,
yeah,
I thought was played by
Bucky.
Yes,
yeah, he looks a lot like Bucky.
Oh, that's Bucky. Yeah. I was like, what's he doing there? Why is he smashing the table? You know what I mean? I thought, like, right. When I saw the previews, I was like, oh, it's Bucky. That's why he's talking about
Sebastian Stain. Yeah, he looked a lot like him, man.
It was weird. It was a weird choice.
Well, he was on Game of Thrones with Kit Harington. He was the brother from the Red Wedding. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So a little reunited.
So this movie, when they're talking about the beginning, right, and they're showing us that they've been with people for forever. Well, that's when this movie gets a little long-winded, because in my preferred version of this movie, right, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I would want it to have started with them all already scattered. I don't want to see their backstory necessarily.
You could do a little bit of backstory
in
flashbacks. Yes.
Yes. I want them to be damaged individuals that we're meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we're like, why is this person this way? So, and then they could slowly unfold the story and then slowly reveal the betrayal.
It should have started with Kit Harington and Cersei when they were like, you know, in love and shit, and then the monster started chasing them. That'd have been a good starting point for me, because
Do you really mean Kit Harington, her boy, her non-super,
yes.
Her quote, oh my God. See, this is going to get confusing because they look so similar.
They do, because they were supposed to be brothers in the Game of Thrones, but he's so short. But, you know, when they were together having a birthday party for him, and then they started walking off, that, to me, that would have been a good beginning. And then you could have just had it like start from action and stuff.
I totally agree. They tried to make you either connect with these characters too soon or like try to understand them. And I was like, there's 17 of them.
Yeah.
You cannot do that.
No. If you were going to do that, this would have to be a Disney show.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. I was like, this would have made a better show.
It would have been a totally better show. Yeah.
But what you all need to know about this first, I would say 30 minutes of the movie to 40 minutes of the movie is them saying, like, Eternals were sent to Earth to watch humans, basically, and make sure that the Deviants didn't kill humans. And they have not helped, as the Kit Harington character asks, well, why didn't you help during the blip? Why didn't you help with Thanos? Why didn't you blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, that made no sense. Well, because they're only supposed to be there for the...
Correct. They were told...
Yeah, yeah.
By a celestial, Arishem.
Which, Tifflebot, I never got into the Eternals as a comic book reader. They were always there, and it was just like, because one of them things, like, oh, I don't want that. No. I don't need gods of gods in here. You know what I'm saying? It was always too much for me.
I will say that I do, in this movie, that celestial looks rad.
The one coming out of the Earth?
Well, all of them. The one that they erish him when they go talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
They made a good job of making you be like, well, how could you question that?
They always look dope, but it's just too much. Shit.
It's too much.
How Spider-Man
goes. And then soon we're going to find out that there's actually, like, something above a celestial.
Well, how the hell is Spider-Man going to kick one of them in the face and knock him down? You know what I'm saying? What are you going to do with that, man?
No, you can't.
Right. So I never really liked the concept of Celestial. I never did. That's just me personally. Comic book fans, I'm a comic book fan. You can, you know, suck it. I don't care. I never liked it. You know, never liked it. So they're in this movie and they're prevalent, man. They're a big deal.
Yeah, they're like the driving force behind the entire movie.
Yeah, so everything is going wrong. People are dying.
Basically what has happened is that the deviants come back. The first, so much of this movie, it's a long, you know, and I know I say this every time.
It's easy. I think it's easy to talk about. Movie. I think it's fine.
It's too long.
It was long.
They could have cut 40 minutes probably from it, 30 to 40 minutes. And here's the thing.
Well, it would have to be a totally different movie, and the story would have to go a different way. Like I said, you had to start with the action.
I don't think so. I think you could have told this story without, like, I don't need her to have a love interest, in all honesty. Why did that matter?
It didn't.
Correct. Bye-bye.
And can I bring this up?
Yeah.
The damn near sex scene in the Marvel movie was like, is this necessary?
Oh, yeah. They were bumping uglies down there.
Do I need to see this?
My mom was like, what? We were watching it together, and I was like, yeah, they're fucking in this movie.
Marvel, is this necessary? What about all this? You know,
I think that they did. The thing about it is that I don't care about seeing sex scenes. I'm an adult.
I don't need to see that shit.
I don't care. Fuck, whatever. Here's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter to me if it's there or not. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is what they were trying to accomplish was like, look how intimate these two are. But the scene in which like she touches his hand when they're in the desert is so much more intimate and interesting as a scene than the was a pretty horrible sex scene. It was just like their tops.
Yeah.
It was like barely the top of them. And you're like, technically she could maybe even not be shirtless because you can't, you know what I mean? I'm not saying I'm from the school...
where all you got to do is have him walk out the bedroom straightening your tie saying, thank you very much or see you later. Good enough for me.
This is where two roads diverged in the yellow wood.
I don't need to see that shit.
I took the one more horny by. You should always, if you're going to do a sex scene, don't puss out on it. If you're not going to show them fucking, don't imply that they fucked.
I like the implication. Enough.
No, there's no implication necessary. We know they fucked. So, they've been together for 5,000 years.
So now they got to go gather all their buddies because Ajax got killed. And I was tripping when the Ajax got killed because I was like, well, just, and nobody's going
to. She's there for 2 seconds.
Well, and I was like, nobody's going to even investigate the crime scene. You know, they just, cried. I'm like, y'all not even going to look around and see if you find some evidence of what killed this invincible being that can heal herself? Really?
No. Yeah, there's really no need.
Let's move on.
To look into any further to see who might have done this.
Yeah, I mean, literally was like, okay, let's go. Let's just pick her up and let's go. I'm like,
they were really bad. They were just bad detectives. So basically what happens is that Ajax was the communicator with Arishem.
Yeah, so she kept everybody together. She was the leader. And correct. They broke up because of different things. They broke up because the one guy thought it was bull crap, not, you know, protecting the humans. But in the same sense, he wanted to control the minds of all the humans. So that was weird.
But he wanted to do that to protect them from themselves.
He did. But, and then, you know, not Cersei, what's her name? Thena went crazy. You know, she was having her issues.
The big brain or whatever they called it.
Yeah. And so stuff was starting not to make sense to me. And then when they started getting together, I really liked watching Icarus's power, but it was I always thought it was a total Superman ripoff. So I didn't like the Superman jokes in it either. I didn't like it. I was like, don't do that shit. You know, don't do that.
I want to say that I thought Druig, the guy you're saying that controlled people, that was such an interesting power that you don't really see anywhere else. I mean, like, there is mind control, but like him controlling all those people and them shooting those guns in sync, that was a really cool scene.
Professor X can do that at the drop of a dime, but he chooses not to.
I don't give a shit about Professor X because he can do a lot of different
things. He chooses not to.
No, I'm just saying that he can do a lot of other things too. Do you know what I mean? Like, this guy's power is just this.
Yeah, I mean, the powers were cool. Everybody looked, as this thing, as I watched every action scene, because everybody had, like, powers that did nothing in the real world, I was just like, that's where I got that idea for the list. I was just like, oh, boy, you know, everybody just looked dumb, just holding their arms up and stuff like that.
With, like, his guns, which, by the way, I did love Kumail Nanjiani as Kingo. I thought that was really good.
He seemed very naive to be so old. you know, and so it worked, but it didn't. I was just like, oh, he's just loving life. And I was like, but damn, he's just as old as the rest of them. And, you know what I'm saying? So it was like really, really weird.
But I wonder if like I lived for a long time, if I would just be as goofy and dumb as I am now. You know, I don't know. I think it's like a personality thing. But I also, I mean, I thought that the characters, the thing about this movie is that the characters are pretty strong. Do you know what I mean? Like as far as like,
that's why it should have been a show. Informed. Each introduction of a character could have been their own episode. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. We talk about this often because there's a lot of ensemble casts, especially in this kind of
subgenre. This shit should change Hollywood, Tiff, because if you got something like The Eternals, this big, No. We're not going to go to a movie with this because maybe if one of the characters had a movie and then it spun into this many characters or one of the characters spins into a movie, that's one thing. But this many characters that's with these kind of actors, please give them the just do. Let's get 12 episodes out of it, man. You know, 12 good episodes, real good, like Disney Marvel shit. Let's get some 12 good episodes out of it and have people really connect with the characters. And then you just never know who's going to, one of these characters might spin off into a movie. Then maybe we might like these characters, but quite honestly, I don't have to see another one of these, but let's keep moving.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you guys who are listening, you probably think that we are like getting off topic, but they're really, this movie doesn't, it's so long.
It's a lot of flash.
A lot happens in
it. It's a lot of flash, but not too much happened. You are absolutely right.
But what he's saying is true to the point where, like, okay, I want to know what Druig was doing for those 20 years in his cult. I want to know what it was like for Gilgamesh
to take care of Athena all that time.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I want to know what it was like for Sprite to feel like she's never been a human or an Eternal because she's, you know what I mean? But you just get, that's all crammed into like 15 minutes of movie. The rest of it is them shitting their pants and trying to get it's just a lot for one movie to accomplish. And it doesn't do a very good job in the time that it's allotted.
So let's talk. Let's talk about the betrayal, Tiff. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That was a shock to me. Actually,
the betrayal actually got me on every account. I was like, wow, I can't believe he's the criminal.
Because they double dipped.
Yeah.
Because like at first they make you think that Ajak is the knew this whole time.
Yeah.
And she did.
Yeah.
But and so they're like, oh, so you're like, oh fuck, Ajak's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that sucks. And then there's a double cross.
Yeah. Yeah. When Sprite did what she did. After she did it, I wasn't surprised. But when she did it, I was like, damn, for real? You've been living with that girl? Y'all, that's your girl.
Yeah. there's a surprising lack of loyalty to people that you've known for centuries.
Thousands of years.
Yeah. So the double cross we're talking about here, is, since we had spoilers at the top, is that what they find out is that the celestial, so that Earth is basically a celestial egg.
Yeah.
There's a celestial inside of there, and the only thing that makes a celestial be born or crack out of its egg is like human energy.
Yeah.
So like there needs to be more people on the planet, and that's why the Eternals were sent there. That's all to say that Ajak knew that going in.
Yeah.
Because she's the one who talks to the Celestials, and so the movie leads you to believe that the betrayal is that she knew that and let them all fall in love with these people anyway and kept that secret. But the reality is that she actually wanted to do the same thing they did, which was save the humans.
And Icarus was the one that was like,
Icarus was the piece of shit. Yeah, you guys, it goes hard on that piece of shit.
It does.
Like it's like a 180 so hard your head's spinning. Cause he's like the one that you like, oh, he's Superman basically, like you said. And then it turns out he killed her. He killed Ajak.
Yeah, and was trying his damnedest to kill the rest of them.
And he was like, if you guys try to stop this egg from hatching, I'm going to decapitate every last one of you.
Yeah, and did not care, you know, and I was just like, wow. Yeah. So that was intense. Like, the last final moments of this thing was cool. And I still, even with the monster that became, you know, sentient being.
That was weird because it doesn't.
What was the payoff with that? It didn't. It was no payoff with that. It was like, wow, so y'all did that. Now he's walking around talking, but he's not even a bad guy anymore.
Because, okay, I want to posit something to you,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Imagine if the Deviants didn't come back, okay?
Yeah.
And this movie was about finding out
the betrayals
that the blip
and right.
had caused the egg to hatch, and they needed to get together to try to stop
Okay.
humans from being killed. That would be enough of a that would be enough tension in a movie.
No, you didn't need those creatures. It was just there so they could demonstrate their powers
right,
and fight.
Right. Yeah. So, like, that's the thing that's difficult about this movie is that there's just, like, unnecessary stuff. Anyway, so that scene on the beach, basically what happens to our final big, yeah. our big battle.
Yeah.
Is basically them fighting. There's a lot happening.
Well, they were melding their minds to stop the thing, and Icarus yes. was trying to stop them. And it was so much yes. shit going on. And I was just like, please end, please end, please end.
yes. See, I also...
They defeat the creature, and I did not stay for the stinger, but then I
ran so fast.
My daughter told me about the stinger, and it turns out... Yeah. So the whole point for Dane Whitman to be in it, and I don't know why the name didn't hit me, Kit Harington.
He's the Black Knight, right?
He's an Avenger. He's the Black Knight with the ebony blade, and they showed the blade with Angelina Jolie's character, and she was like, no, it was, she said it was Excalibur, but no, that's the ebony blade, which cuts through everything and has, it's like almost sentient and shit like that. And so the whole point is for him, so I guess he's going to be a connection between the Eternals and the Avengers when if we ever get another Avengers, you know what I'm saying? Because who knows? Because they never said about
this is either the biggest coincidence in all of dating history or everybody on Earth is a superhero.
So, oh yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Oh, when he fucking said, "Well, my family."
I was like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "What are you talking about?"
Because that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
The Black Knight is kind of cool, though. He rides a horse.
What a coincidence!
He, right. Some Eternal, but he rides a horse with wings and stuff. He has the ebony blade, that armor and stuff. It's kind of cool. So
I will say that what I did like about this movie. So first of all, so at the end they kill the Celestial.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kill it.
They put it back to sleep, I think. Didn't they put it back to sleep?
They turn him into stone.
Oh, they did. They did.
And then he flies into the sun. Fucking hilarious. I'm sorry. I just
flies
into the sun.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. It's like how fucking stupid that is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But what I do like, I need a minute. What I do like about that the movie is that the blip has happened.
Yeah.
So people know, like, that superpowers exist.
Yeah, all this weird shit is not.
It's not like nobody doesn't believe it.
Yeah.
So when they see it, they're just like, oh no.
So the world,
bad things.
The world is actually like a comic book now, you know.
Right.
Superheroes
are
real.
He's like, well, are you a wizard?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's asking her seriously if she's like Doctor Strange, basically.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Anyway, don't go see this. Wait till it comes out on Disney Plus.
Yeah, you got. I mean, because it's a decent popcorn movie, you know, but it is slow.
No,
man.
It isn't.
No, you don't think so?
Mm-mm.
That's why I gave it a 7. I said, you know, it's
no.
Okay, I'm not arguing strong with you against this. That's for sure.
No. It just it tried.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say about it. It certainly tried.
Yeah, it did try. Poor Eternals.
You sound so sad. Yeah.
Poor Eternals. Oh, well. I don't have to see another one. That's how I feel.
That's
so
true.
Far.
We're done now. Yeah. We did it.
So that's it, man. We finished. We got the job done. We came. We did it. We kicked his ass. Reminds me, Ghost of Busters is later on this month. But I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tifflebot. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It has been a pleasure, as always.
And just make sure you keep those buttons all the way up to the top. I'm Montego. Until next week, we will be...
On patrol.